If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
Oh, and I'm Kiki Setso.
I'm Medina Monroe. Hey.
And we're cocktails.
Okay, we ready to have some dirty discussions?
Yes.
Now, listen, I saw somewhere where y'all said, well, you know, we're trying to, you know, tame it down
clean
up your act.
Is that really just her?
Well, I keep slipping and failing because I'll be trying. It's just like, what I think about, it might not be that clean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Turn down for what?
That's what I'm saying. Both of y'all just had birthdays too?
Yeah. September 13th, September
23rd.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday. Are you guys both Virgo or Virgo and Libra?
Virgo and Libra.
I'm a Vibra though, because I'm on the cusp.
So you feel your Virgo.
Every now and again, I'm trying to ignore it.
That's cute. Yeah. So first of all, I love that you guys are in New York. Mm-hmm. And I know you had said you were going to start taking the train, and you did.
Yes.
You did.
I did.
Kiki said you did.
Mm-hmm. I've done the train in New York before, and I went to Howard. And so when I was at Howard, I used to train all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't like being down there under there with the turtles and the rats and the people cutting
up. Not the Master Splinter.
That's what I was thinking about. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But super excited to be here in New York, kicking off our third tour. Mm-hmm. We were at Sony Hall last night, and it was a flood, but exciting.
Right. People still made it out. I was surprised. I didn't think they were going to show up.
That's dedication. And I'm sure some people couldn't because you couldn't even get an Uber. The train was shut down. Mm-hmm. But like I was saying, that's memorable for the people who were there to be like, remember when they had that big flood?
And and y'all still came out to listen to us talk ho shit. Like, it's amazing.
It's so funny to me because I think like, the way we started Lip Service and then what you guys do with cocktails, people sometimes have like a judgment against, depending on who it is. Mm-hmm. You know, some people love it and then some people be like,
This is some hoes. Why is that all y'all talk about? Like, we talk about a lot of
You're never going to get married. Who would ever want to wipe you up? Ooh, you nasty.
Mm-hmm. What? I'm like.
Well, how you think you got here, girl?
Right.
Mm-hmm. How you think you got here, sir?
And then it's like when
your mama
say
was teabagging your daddy. Okay.
Okay.
And he slipped up.
And it's like, this is a show and we do talk about sex. So if you want to watch something else or listen to something else, there's plenty of other shows.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's millions of podcasts out there. Change it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to listen to us.
Why do y'all think that people feel so shameful when it comes to sex?
I don't know. I try to figure that out. It's like, what is it? It's just like something that people have been taught for so long, but it's crazy because people have to have sex for society to continue. So it's like, why be ashamed of finding pleasure and happiness in sex and exploring it and figuring out what you like? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
Sometimes I also think it looks like they are ashamed of it, but you really are jealous because you wish that you were having your back blown out like some other people.
It's kind of like when senators have issues with gay people and gay marriage, but secretly they're gay.
Exactly.
Just live out
you got a problem with the whole talk, but you got a secret hoe inside you, girl.
Or you don't know how to release it. You want to try some stuff and you just mad because you don't have the confidence to try certain things or say what you want.
Let me ask y'all something because I had thought about this, right? But everybody talking about AI and things that could happen. If there was a potential that, like, let's just say an AI robot could automatically make you like
come
multiple orgasms, right? Let's just say, and they could, you know, do and see like exactly what you like and what your spot is. Would you try it?
Hell yeah. I use a vibrator like daily. So, I mean, that's like the next step.
I don't think I would do it. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
I would want to keep it ultimate.
She cleaning up her act.
But I also really like what I love most about sex is touching bodies, like feeling you, all those things leading up to the orgasm.
What if he looked real and he was like touching you?
That's weird.
Oh, wow. Hey, that's now strange. I'm thinking of a Black Mirror.
That would be weird. Like, I always say we living in the Jetsons, but I don't want to live that far in the Jetsons.
Because when I'm picturing a robot, like, not that.
What I was thinking of, like an AI intelligence vibrator, it would be like a vibrator, but it like knows you. You like connected to your phone and you put your fingerprint or some shit.
It's that's like, what I'm picturing. Not a person looking.
Exactly. Not a
do
whole.
Do you feel like squirting today?
Yeah.
Or a regular orgasm.
Lay back.
That's crazy if they come out with something like
that's
that.
So Kiki, you would try it though.
I would try it, but I don't want the one that looks like a person. I would just want it to be like a toy, you know? But it just has intelligence.
But not a person?
Yeah, more like a vibrator where it already knows. I don't have to keep pushing the button to get to the setting that I like I currently have to do.
Yeah,
it's just programmed to me.
It'd be like, you know, when you get in the car and it has your automatic setting.
Mm-hmm. On the seat. Yeah. Exactly.
Like, feel like Kiki.
Mm-hmm. That is crazy. Tell me how it goes.
I don't know. Yeah, we might be onto something.
Would that be cheating? Like if you were with a guy and he had a robot that could make him do that and he used it, it was a robot, it wasn't a real person. Would you look at that as cheating?
The robot looks like a person, though? Mm-hmm. Yes. Because why do you have that? And now I think you're weird.
Does the robot look like me? Like, who it look like?
Right. Mm-hmm. Does it look like your celebrity crush? Does it look like your ex-girlfriend?
You your baby mama? Your I'm turning the robot off.
Yeah, that's cheating.
No, it's cheating.
Yeah.
Now, another timely thing that just happened, and I wanted to get everybody's opinion on this. The Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift thing with Maya Bamberry, right? That's the woman that he used to date. That she is now like warning Taylor Swift, he cheated, you know, he's not good. She's like, I see him talking about this relationship publicly and he's a narcissist and I dated him. I thought we were going to get married, all of these things. If you had dated a guy and you felt like he was terrible, you know, as a human being, he was a narcissist, he did all of those things, would you want to warn the next woman or do you mind your business?
No, bye girl.
Because at the end of the day, it's like you kind of look like a... You kind of want him back still. You want to just...
Right, because why do you care?
Well, yeah, it's not your business no more. Right. And I don't know, sis. Unless it was something where, like, maybe he was physically abusive. Maybe then you might warn somebody. Okay, but yeah, I'm not sure enough. I would go out of my way to be like, hey, girl, this is what he did to me. Watch out. We looking corny. We are old women.
Yeah, it's giving I miss you vibes.
Right. Yeah. And it's like, I want who you are with one person is not always who you're going to be with the next. You know?
That's
so
true.
People can be different. He wasn't fucking with you, and that's why he did that.
And sometimes... Right. You just gotta let a sass watch. I mean, sometimes you just gotta let it wreck. Sometimes you just gotta find a bitch.
This is
not
personal.
Yeah.
Right. That's all. You think you won, girl, but baby,
you need to
that's
focus
not a
on you. You so worried about trying to mess up what he
you
got.
You too worried
going
about
on.
Trying to be me and you can never.
And you're looking bitter. It's like, let's
it
move on.
It definitely gives bitter.
Yeah.
That's funny though, because like she's been doing interviews and everything. And I don't think anybody's like, yes, sis, thanks for warning him. Everybody's like, girl, like,
mind your business. Yeah. What do you have coming up? Mm-hmm. Do you have some business? Mm-hmm. But let me ask y'all this. Have you ever done that? You know how you always, you grow. We've all been young and dumb and did some things we maybe regret. Have you ever done anything like that? Like, I'm going to contact the girl and tell her how horrible
it
is.
Well, I contacted a girl. So my boyfriend, my ex-boyfriend cheated on me, and I contacted the girl's fiance who he cheated with and sent him like the evidence.
Ooh. So they both got pulled.
Yeah, but he still married her after that. But I just did that and then I never said nothing else again. Mm. Uh-huh. And then he responded like, oh, you know, like I could tell he, you know, I don't know what ended up happening with them, but I just put it out there and I broke up with him. So it wasn't like I was going to stay with him after that. But I did have a guy who cheated on me with a girl and then ended up being with the girl because I broke up with him and then kept still trying to talk to me, but I never contacted her. I actually thought it was amazing that, because I was like, this is what you get. Mm-hmm. Like, you, who knows who else this man is contacting? Mm-hmm. He ain't shit. She ended up having a kid with him and he still ain't shit. And I think they broke up now, but I knew it all along. But I would actually prefer to not tell you because you get what
Because sometimes, like, looking at it with a different eye, I've done, it wasn't the same exact situation, but there was a guy I was dealing with and he was my boyfriend. Let him tell it, he wasn't, but he was. Anyways, we were supposed to be exclusive with each other and he was dealing with this other person. It ended up coming out on my birthday. He broke up with me on my birthday. It was really sad. I was so upset.
That was a rough time.
And I couldn't believe that he did what he did. I mean, he was like someone who he would contact my mom, take my mom out to dinner. He was just doing all these extra things to show that he was this great man and everybody was believing him. And I needed people to know, he is crazy. So right. I contacted the girl. My friends found the girl that he had cheated on me with. I contacted her, not messy, not anything. I was like, I would love to talk to you because there are some missing pieces to this puzzle. And I just needed to know, like, did she know? He said she knew about me and she was okay with being the side chick. Wow. But it didn't feel right. Yeah. Said, if you don't want to talk, it's totally fine. But here's my number. I would love to talk. She ended up calling me. We had an amazing conversation. And we actually did a bonus episode on cocktails where her and I talked about our experience with this man. He ended up doing something really dirty to her. And she was like, I never knew about you at all. That's a lie. He told me you were a family friend.
A family friend.
And I was just like, I had to contact the girl because I was just like, I need to know.
Oh, you just reminded me. I did contact somebody before.
Oh, you did, Gigi. You definitely did.
I contacted somebody twice.
Sometimes you got to.
I know a situation where you did this.
When I slid in the girl DMs.
And sent her all kinds of...
What did she say?
She sent voice recordings, everything.
Because he took you there, didn't he?
I slid in her DMs, but that ain't even what I thought about. I thought about the other one.
Oh my God, girl.
I thought about the other one because he told her that we was just friends.
See, and you be like, something don't feel right.
You got a key to my house. You got a car in my garage.
Friends, where?
We exchange I love yous.
Let me tell you the truth.
We have raw sex. Mm-hmm. What friend? And it was like 4 years. What friend? Right. Now, were we exclusive? Were we ever in a relationship? No. Mm-hmm. But we was doing all relationship shit. We're friends. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are some things that push you to, like, you playing with me. And I'm not even trying to mess up what y'all got going, but I do need you to know I'm not a family friend.
So this is what I told her, because he allegedly came to my city to visit and brought her with him. And like he moved just different than he normally did. And I knew something was wrong. And the reason why he didn't tell me about this girl, they were in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And the reason why he didn't tell me is because he knew that I knew her and I wasn't about to do that. Like, I'm not about to be fake smiling in this girl face knowing I'm fucking her nigga. Oh, yes. What I don't know don't hurt me. But now that I know this, that I know that that's your girlfriend.
It's wrong. Like,
nah. So me and the girl, we aren't friends, but we know each other. Mm-hmm. And I definitely slid in her DMs like, girl. Responded to the picture when I knew they were together. Like, girl, let me.
A lot of times, though, when you do that, the girl don't leave or nothing.
She didn't.
Yeah, they don't leave.
She told me she wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, she told me she wasn't, and I'm like, well, I'm good.
Like, have you ever had a girl contact you about somebody you were dating, and you really left this guy alone because she? No.
I've had girls contact me about almost every guy that I've dated.
Yeah. They'll contact me.
I had a woman contact me about a guy that I was in, but I actually did leave him alone because it was crazy. Like, his at-home situation was horrible. Like, he was spending all this money on everything else but his family. I didn't know he had a wife. I didn't know he had kids.
Whoa.
And it was just a thing where I was like, I can't do this.
These guys are frame.
He lied about his name.
Oh my God.
Like, he just made a new personality.
Yeah, this was in college. He told me he played basketball for some school in Texas. And when all this started coming out and this woman kept calling me, we looked up the roster and I was like, you're not on there. And then she, when when I finally talked to his wife, she was like, he is a janitor at Rooms To Go. And he does this all the time. He said his name was Kobe because he loves Kobe Bryant. That is not that nigga's name. And I was like,
he did not name himself.
He said he's Kobe and after he works at Rooms To Go as a janitor.
Who was his real name?
His real name was Calvin.
Calvin is
Kobe. Kobe just
you gotta beware of the niggas with the old nigga names.
Wow.
Shout out to all the Calvins.
Shout out to all the Calvins. The Calvin still working McDonald's. He moved up the Rooms To Go.
But you know, something interesting you had said before was about like standards, right? And realizing that like you have to have higher standards when it comes to who you're dating. So what made you come to that realization?
So I don't necessarily think you have to have higher standards. I think that a lot of women who are in situations where you don't like how you're being treated, or you might not like what types of dates you're going on. You just don't, you're dating and you're sad and you don't know why. And it's because whatever you're attracting, you're attracting that. Your standards might be low and you just might not realize it.
You're not setting the tone.
Or you might not have any standards and you need to have some.
Yeah, you got to set the tone for these men. You got to let them know what type of bitch
might be okay with it. Some women might be okay with it, but if you find yourself complaining a lot,
then clearly
you don't. You need to maybe raise up a little bit.
Yeah.
I think far too often people will just accept whatever because you're lonely or you feel like that's going to give you some sort of validation to be attached to somebody. But if you're unhappy in the attachment, what's the point?
When you're dating someone, do you recommend that they listen
to your... No.
Wait, what? Listen to
your podcast?
I was like, what's she about to say?
Yeah.
I get nervous even thinking about it. Please don't listen.
Because it could help them understand you better, too.
Could it, though? Like, we sitting here talking shit, drinking tequila.
Yeah.
Something might come out that just was loose-lipped and...
Listen, I just told a man he might learn a little thing or two about watching lip service when it come to me. Because I'm an open book.
Watch lip service. Don't watch... listen to other women. But it's kind of like unfair too, because it's like you can hear all of these things and I'm just having a conversation with my friend and I'm speaking very raw and honest, and then you're listening to that, but then you get mad about
it should
certain
help you
things,
figure it out, okay?
Or you're questioning certain situations that have happened with me and somebody else, and you would never have known, and it's not your business. It has nothing to do with you. It wasn't during the time that I was dealing with you, and there's nowhere that I can go and hear all of these things about you. Like, I'm not reading your diary.
The true key is like when they think that you're talking about them, but you're talking about somebody else.
Right. No, and you're a good person for even explaining it like that. I just be telling them, like, listen, I'm lying. I lie all the time. All I do is lie the whole time. Why are you listening to this?
But y'all know they do listen.
No, yeah. But
even when they say,
and they get mad. That's why I don't like it.
No, they get so mad. I've had problems in every single relationship I've been in since I've done this show. Every relationship I've been in, they have a problem with me being on this show.
What is their problem?
Their problem is that I'm sitting on a show talking about having sex next to
celebrities or
ninjas. Next to men.
Yeah.
What if a guy you were dating was had his own show and was like talking about?
I think that's all the time.
I might listen.
I would never date somebody who's doing this.
That's what you think.
I don't think I could. Like, there have been times when I'm like, wait, cute. And I'm like, I don't think we should both be in the same industry doing this. Like,
really?
Yeah, I don't think
that might make it kind of fun. Then you'll end up doing a couple of little cross marketing episodes.
Break up and everybody's
talking about it.
I don't know if being on
a show like this will definitely bring out the insecurities in a man.
But what about a woman too? Like, for you, if your man was doing a podcast
I think it's more acceptable for men because I don't think I would get upset. I understand this is a job, especially when you take it to certain levels. It's like, I actually commend you for talking shit about fucking to a level of success. I love that. That's amazing. I don't need to listen to it, though. I never thought
about dating a guy who's on a podcast, but maybe I need that because then he can understand my life. Like,
he'd be like, I'm lying too.
you hear me? Exactly. Yeah. But like, literally, we do the show, Angie, you know this. I sit in the corner, like all the way in the corner. And then as soon as we're done, I run out the door.
Yeah.
Is this not... this is a fact for years.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you might get some flowers or something, though. Okay, sorry.
Would you let who you're dating come to your live show?
I'm lying.
You see, this is a podcast of lies.
Would y'all let who you're dating come to the live show?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Show is
different.
I've invited.
I don't care either. I feel like it's ridiculous
to come like here and sit in, but it hasn't happened.
As a matter of fact, Gigi's ex-boyfriend wanted her to do this show. When I first started, he was like, "That's how." When I first started this, I met Gigi because I knew her ex, And then he was like, I went, you know, let's put Gigi on there, you mm-hmm. know. So I'm like, okay, I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but if y'all break up, don't I don't want to hear
don't
no
you come
issues
telling
and no
me to kick her off.
And right. he was like, no, no, blah, blah, blah. And then Stephanie, I met through Sean Malcolm.
Yes, yes.
He used to be the editor-in-chief of King Magazine. King Magazine. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who else do you think would be good? So that's how, and that's from the first episode.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, and here we are, almost a decade later.
Wow. I love that. Yeah. Congratulations, y'all.
It's been a hoot.
But I also wanted to add in about like men having a problem with women that do shows like this. I do think if you meet somebody that you really do care about, the concern, I do understand the concerns. It's mm-hmm. like we are, I don't know about y'all, but sometimes Kiki and I really go there to some of the levels where it is I can see where somebody would see this floating around on a clip or maybe their sister sees it or their mom and they want to talk to you about certain things. If I really care mm-hmm. about you and I respect you, I'm okay with discussing certain things.
Right. Okay.
It's not, I don't always look at it like you're insecure. It's like, my booty hole is circulating
the internet.
Right. And you want to talk.
I that's good. Brown. I agree with that.
You know what I mean? But if I don't care about me.
But at the end of the day, we usually speak about experiences, which we know is the past. Mm-hmm. Right? Right. And then we speak about just likes and you know, needs, wants, and things that we're interested in.
It's so, educational. Yeah.
And it's very educational and informative. Is, so why down me for expressing?
But you're right about mm-hmm. the fact that it could be a clip that circulates online that doesn't
And then just make people want to know like, they aren't in here when we're putting the show together. They don't know if it's a lie mm-hmm. or not. So again, if it's somebody that's you want to be in a, you're in a serious relationship with, I'm just saying, it doesn't have to be an argument. If they are just like, can we talk about it? Because I do kind of want to know, when did this happen?
You are the, okay, so the two of y'all in your relationships, right, Medina, Kiki, who's more of the, I need to talk. Can we talk about this person? You or usually?
No,
okay.
Wait, can we talk about who? Like
if you're, about no,
it. Any,
an issue
who's
with your
more
guy?
Likely to be like, all right, you know, can we talk? Can we talk about this? Like the discussing.
Issues? Oh, and, yeah, me. Yeah, in our relationship or in our relationship with men?
With men.
Oh, me and my boyfriend are both like that, honestly. Because okay. I told myself the next relationship I was in, I really wanted to aim for healthy relationships. Mm-hmm. And for that, it's a lot of communication. Mm-hmm. A lot mm-hmm. of communication around things that you didn't even think was going to have to be an issue.
Yeah.
And so, like, we do therapy. We're not married, mm-hmm. but that's the goal. But it's like we communication is really important to me and to him. So we both are constantly like, do we need to talk about that? Did we take that joke too far? Did you get upset the way I hugged? Like, I just want to make sure we're good. Yeah. A lot of the times in relationships, people just harbor on feelings and it might be small, mm-hmm. but now that's growing and you mad.
So that's something you learned because you didn't do that in your previous relationships.
I didn't do it a lot. It would be something small that bothered me. And I'm just like, I'm not going to bring it up because this is stupid.
Mm-mm. But it's we not talk stupid. About everything.
Yeah, we need to talk about everything. Yes.
Why? Kiki, what why? About? No, for me, it's usually they're bringing an issue to me. And I'm okay with talking about it if it's going to be a discussion. But what I don't like is when somebody's like just running down a list of all the things that you're not doing right because you chose to hold on to it. I'm okay with talking about it. And I find that usually I'm okay with a lot more things than he is. Mm-hmm. And so he's usually the one, and it's usually the show. That's a big part of it. And it's like when I say something, I also don't like repeating myself mm-hmm. too many times. So if I brought up an issue, I'll bring it up if it's an issue. And if I bring it up three times after that, well, I'm moving on.
Same. Right.
Yeah, I don't like doing that because I feel like, okay, we're doing all of this talking, but we're talking in circles. Why do we need to keep having a discussion about the same issue and the things that I'm asking for, that I'm bringing up is not a big deal. Like a guy I was seeing recently, something was, I was like, you keep trying to do like these big grand things for me. And I never asked that. I don't know if my friends are putting that in your ear. Right. I don't know if you're spending too much time on Instagram. I literally need you to help me with little things, like on a daily basis, like take some of the load off of me. I have a lot to do every day. If you could do like something small, you're at my house and you see I did some laundry and the towels aren't folded, fold them.
Right. Okay.
It's very simple. And it's like, if I brought this up to you already and I've said it three times now, don't be mad when I'm done.
But you don't
it
like
wouldn't
the
be
big,
over just
but you
the
don't
towels.
Like the big grand gestures. Like
I don't mind them, but it's like the grand gesture doesn't make me forget that you won't do the small thing that I actually asked for.
Okay.
Because it's the little things that really matter. It's the little things that make me appreciate somebody and make somebody stand out than the big stuff. Because the big stuff, while it might be pricier, to me, that's easier. Mm-hmm. It's less.
Very easy to spend money.
Mm-hmm. It's so much easier to do that. Mm-hmm. It takes time. That's why I didn't fold the damn towel. So can you help me out?
No.
You know?
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Would you say that in your experience in relationships, opposites attract, or you like somebody that's similar to you?
For me, I think it depends on at the moment, like what I'm dating for. Because now, since it's a little bit more serious and I want a family and I want a husband, I look at those family values. Mm-hmm. So it's like it can't be opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can't be opposite. It needs to be like we have at our core, we want the same things for kids. We want the same thing for a household. That's really important. A lot of times I look at people's relationships now, and that's normally like where people end up falling out over things. It's like, mm-hmm.
Like core values.
Core values. Or it's like you looking at somebody and it's like, could you be somebody's father?
Your face.
Yeah. Like, because I don't fuck some niggas where I'm like, if I would have had your baby,
oh my God. Yeah. What I'd be doing. Yeah. Single.
Yeah.
With a baby. Mm-hmm.
No help. Like, and that's your daddy. I gotta tell my kids that's your daddy.
And then you gotta look at your daddy's face on this child.
Right. Every day.
I think I like somebody who kind of balances me out. So maybe where I'm weak at, mm-hmm. you can be good at that. But we do need to have a lot of similarities.
Okay.
I think that having somebody that's laid back. I've dated guys who want to go, go, go all the time. I don't like that. You're going to annoy me. I'm going to be stressed. I don't want to do stuff all the time. I like being able to be comfortable around somebody enough where we can just be at home and chill.
Right.
Sometimes everything doesn't have to be a party. It doesn't have to be a big date. It doesn't have to be all of that. Like, can I actually enjoy your company without all of the things added? Because if it's all about these experiences, I can do that with somebody else. Mm. It's not really about you then. So, yeah.
And that's not really real life. Instagram will really have you creating a whole dream life. That is not your real life to be with somebody married and every day we find the Turks. That's just going to be some days where we are just having a normal life. We're going to the grocery store and we're cooking for
home. It doesn't annoy me to do that.
The wigs are off. The makeup is gone. Lashes ain't done. Can we sit down and be regular?
And sometimes people's relationships look so perfect and then you find out they get a divorce. Mm-hmm. Like they put up stuff and it's like, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. This person. And the next thing you know, it's like, what the fuck happened?
Because everybody got some shit going on. Even healthy relationships. Everybody has. There's like an underlying continuous argument about something. Mm. You either learn how to work it out or you get the people where it's like, we've been faking it for too long and we got to let this go.
Have you ever argued about sex in a relationship? Like not enough sex or not like being able to orgasm or not? Mm. Like, has that ever been a situation?
I wouldn't say an argument, but it was an uncomfortable talk like all the time to the point where I was just like, I'm just not going to be having sex with you. And we lived in the same house. And it was bad.
What was the problem? I was going to say the same thing. What was the issue?
It was just, I wasn't attracted to him anymore. And I feel so bad. But again, these are some of those conversations that you have to have them. I was like, I don't want to offend anybody. And this was my situation. He had just gained entirely too much weight. I'm like, I'm dying under here. Like, I can't even. It's sweat dripping. It's sweat dripping in my nose.
Sweat dripped in my nose.
I'm trying here, but it's like, I can't do this anymore. Like, do you know who I could be fucking?
Hmm.
Like, I didn't say that, but it was just like, I'm not enjoying.
You would have said that.
That was the feeling.
You don't say mean things, but there were moments where he'd be like, it just doesn't seem like you like it. And I was like, I don't.
I'm sorry.
I don't. Like, and I felt so bad because he was a great guy, but the sex part just wasn't.
Was he just eating too? Like, was there anything going on?
I do think there was maybe like some depression going on. Yeah. He had been through a lot in life, but that was another thing. You don't have to go through those things with people. Mm-hmm. Like, this sounds really harsh. Somebody listening might be like, that bitch is real. But I just, at the moment in my life, I wasn't the type, I didn't love him enough to be like, I'm going to rock this out with you. I don't want to.
Right.
I was young and happy and free. And like, I don't really want to be doing this.
You need to see a professional. Like, you're not professional. You're not the lady.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to go talk to the lady because what can you really do? And then that's just going to bring you down.
Mm-hmm. That's hard. That's a burden when somebody is not happy. I told you, I dated this guy and he lost his job and it was kind of early on. Mm-hmm. And he was so depressed and like angry all the time. And I was like, I can't do this. I was like, because it's one thing if like you fall in some hard times, but you're working on it and at least we're still having a good time. But he was not fun at all. I mean, every time I was around him, it was like my spirit was like
down. Yeah, and it's one thing also I think that's when you also realize that I don't really care about you. I care about you, but I don't care about you enough to want to do these things with because I could see it where it's like you love somebody to the point where you will go through the thick and the thin.
But then it's like, is the thing going to get thinner and thinner, or is it ever going to get back thick? Because sometimes I think that people like to just stay in that place, or they won't do the things that they need to do to get out of it. And it's like, how long do you expect me
to ride this out with you?
Ride with you you're like this, if you're not going to do anything to try and fix it.
But I also
like, you've got to try at least
those types of things. So they show you that they don't fix problems before you marry them.
Yeah.
Like there are so many different signs where you're like, we already know if you go through some hardship when we get married, you've been not accomplishing anything. So don't be shocked when he fall on hard time. You still married him. You still continue to do this relationship with him and you saw him not checking off not NAM boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't do it.
Okay, so how important is sex in a relationship?
Very.
It's not the most important, but it's very important.
They act like women, like we're not, you know, that's like always sex. Secondary to us. Have you ever been with somebody who you only like them because of sex?
Oh, yeah. To me, sex is like the easiest part of the relationship.
Yeah.
It's the other stuff
that
becomes the issue. So, I've definitely held on to way too many people because the sex was great.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't even really want to talk to him because when he starts talking, I'm annoyed. But when we're having sex, I'm in love again.
Have you ever known that someone was only with you for sex?
Yeah. Because they didn't like when I was talking.
Oh, shit.
You know what? You know, it's like, if you that can was tell ever a situation,
it was a mutual decision.
Right. Like, sure. And it's fine. Like, we don't have just to discuss fucking, it.
We don't got to do nothing else.
I feel like, I don't know if I, like, I feel like every guy that I've been with at least acts like they like to be around
you're
me.
Not disrespected. Like,
yeah.
They'll like, be they, nice, but you can just tell, nice. Like, when the conversations are not ever really having any substance. Mm. And it's just like little things, you know. What
like
it
if they're not taking you out to eat and stuff.
Well, not even that, because we'll eat.
Like, I mean, they're like going on a date. Some, it's
they're
like,
not asking me about my future. Right. They're not asking no me about my family, checking in on people or yeah. asking what I want out of life. Mm. It's just like, we can go, we can eat, we can do the things, you can drink.
We drink, we can fuck.
And we fuck after this. Though, then, yeah. And yeah.
Let me know when you want
to. What makes sex great to you?
Oh, the passion, the eye contact. Mm-hmm. I just like the smell of a man.
Are you masturbating right now?
I'm reminiscing.
Sorry, you my best friend.
You know what?
I almost wore mine today too. But yeah, I think it's that and just being able to look at somebody and just every sexual experience is different and the mm-hmm. people that you're with is different. But when you can really connect with somebody and both of you are pleasing each other and mm-hmm. it's not like one-sided, mm-hmm. it's great. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had sex with somebody who you didn't even really like as a person? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the sex.
I've stopped doing that, but
yeah. Well, wait, and the sex was good or the sex was bad? Or you're like, I don't even
know. No,
I said,
you know, like the sex was good. But you
the
just
person
didn't
annoyed
like,
the fuck out of you.
Yeah. I don't even want to cuddle afterwards. Where's my stuff? Let me grab my
I think I've had sex with a person I didn't like, but I used to like them. And then I ended up having sex with them later and didn't like them at that time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The feeling went away.
Yeah. Sure. Like if you circle back, like it was good at first. And then you like, let me revisit that years later. And then you like,
it's terrible. I don't even like you.
I raised my standards because this shit is part. Not right. Like I thought it was.
There you go.
There was this, this happened to me one time. This was so embarrassing. This is why I learned not to do this. But this guy was at my house and he was really good at like eating pussy. That was all that I didn't really like him that much. Mm-hmm. And then one day he just would not leave. And I was like, oh my God, if he, cause you know, when somebody's at your house and you don't really like them and you can't wait for them to leave.
You're like, I really and you don't want to be rude.
And you don't know how to be like, this is before Ubers existed. So you can't.
This is why women are so great, because women, we all like, I don't want to be rude. Oh man, no man. You should just get up on out of here.
What you about to do?
I gotta go to work.
I got moves to make. I got runs to make.
Cool. Like, they're not worried about me.
Finally, he left, right? Mm-hmm. And I closed the door behind him and I was like, oh my God, thank God he left. And he heard me.
Ooh, he said it out loud.
I did, but I closed the door so I didn't know.
You're funny.
He called me and was like, wow, you couldn't wait for me to leave. And I was like,
well,
wow. I was like, I'm sorry.
What did you say?
I really could. I'm sorry.
Did he still come over and eat your pussy?
I don't remember. I think after that, I probably was too embarrassed. But I also just didn't
like him anyway.
Yeah, I didn't even really like him. I don't even know why I was like.
When you feel that way about a man, like what is normally like the underlying factor that you don't like? Because for me, it could be something like slight, like you maybe, you when you swallow is too loud. And it's like, well, I don't understand why you is so loud.
There was a guy that I didn't like, I couldn't really just get into because he was like highly unintelligent.
Oh, I hate
yeah,
that.
That's a deal breaker.
That's so funny.
Because yeah. I was just like, everything else, you so cool, but
he was saying conversation.
I think I was with somebody for a long time whose sex was just incredible. It was just really whole, you know, everything sex. Mm-hmm. But he was a little.
Crazy. Slow.
Yeah. And see, I never even had sex like, with our guy. Conversations. I couldn't even get there.
Mm. Like, he and I. Almost every time we spoke, it was like if we had a long conversation, we were either like having a jokey conversation or I was teaching him something.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're like, read along with me.
You're like, sound it out, baby. Right. There was a dude that I used to fuck with and it was, the sex was great and he was fine. But he just, I'm not even like a health freak. I'm really not. I do the normals. I do my vitamins. I drink a lot of water. Mm-hmm. I have my vegetables, all that stuff. I'm normal healthy. he was like, I don't like water. And I was like, oh, no.
We don't drink like water. That's the basis. Okay.
So now your motherfucking piss
everything
is coming out like battery
deep
acid.
Fried.
No.
This baby was drowning the lettuce and ranch. I can't.
Oh my God.
I can't.
So I know he didn't taste good.
That's disgusting.
That part.
Mm-hmm. I love water, so I didn't.
That's one thing. All my boyfriends have a good diet. I couldn't deal with that. No
that's
water.
Important.
Like,
no water.
I want people to be like, I don't like water. But you need it.
You don't like yourself if you don't like water. That's gross.
That's water.
Like what about body? Seltzer?
How much no, is the body is a certain percent of water.
You think Gatorade
every 5% of it, right?
You can't
vitamin
skip
water.
Water.
So if you don't drink
Gatorade.
Water, what happens?
Again, I'll be thinking about that future. You just come out here like to help me in life.
Okay, you and the kids.
I don't know anybody who doesn't drink water, I don't think so. I have no idea.
I know a couple people that don't drink water. I know a girl and a guy that don't drink water.
I don't think they were just raised like that.
And she, they don't always look unhealthy. Some people look like they have beautiful skin. Yeah, and they're just like, I don't like water.
So you maybe water is overrated. No, I'm kidding.
No, it's not.
Girl, I'm
so listen, I have a question, y'all. This didn't happen to me, but it happened to a close friend of mine, and I want to get y'all's opinion on it. So imagine you're dating this guy and things are getting serious and you invite him over. He's from out of town. And you're like, when you visit, you can just stay at my house. Mm-hmm. And he goes, nah, I'd rather get a hotel because I don't know who slept in that bed. Oh, well, how would you react to that?
Okay, my reaction probably would be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you said that to me, but I also get it. So it's getting, I'm looking at whoever he said that to. Well, is there a reason why he said, like,
so personally, because I know the guy and not the girl. Uh-huh. So personally for him, he just feels like he don't want to sleep in a bed that she, another man fucked her in. But that changing the mattress don't change her pussy.
Right.
You still gonna sit on the toilet. You still gonna eat off the forks and the plates.
Yeah, I think that
you still in the house.
I think that was just a bad excuse for
right.
You gotta do a full time renovation.
Now, I can understand.
Is our place messy? There have been times when I don't want to stay at some people's house.
I was gonna say, if you're dating a guy,
he had never even been to her house.
The first time that you go, like, visit him, I wouldn't want to stay at his house either. I'd rather get a hotel and maybe go to your house. And
No, it wasn't the first time. They were getting serious. And she's like, you no longer have to get hotels. You can start staying with me. And he's like, I'll buy you a new mattress first, but not until.
Well, that's fine.
I wouldn't be mad. Go ahead.
But that's just OD, you know? I told him he was being ridiculous.
I think that's a lot.
And he's like, you just ain't fucked with a real nigga before because a real nigga go and swap out your mattress. I'm like, so you might as well swap out everything then. But what you can't swap out is the pussy.
Right.
It's the same pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see like, oh, new pillows, new bedding.
But if she's okay with it, then, you know, if she's...
So this is what I want to know. And I'm going to ask him because I just thought of this in this moment.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When y'all break up, because eventually you're probably going to break up with her. Y'all might not make it forever. You taking a mattress or you letting her keep it for the next nigga?
So she can line them up on the next mattress.
You better not come in here trying to carry out the mattress.
I'm going to repo a mattress.
You know what? You want to hear something crazy?
Keep the mattress for the next nigga.
I dated this guy. This is the only person before that I ever very briefly lived with for like 2 months, you know. And when we broke up, he tried to take the mattress with him, like carry it on the steps.
Was he that strong? He's like cracking
but
up.
He had no place to go with it. What? I was like, sir, if you don't just put this mattress down.
Wait, it's a video flirting around of a guy trying to lug a mattress onto the train here in New York. I just saw it today.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's what that reminded me.
That was in a bad one.
He leave it? He left it.
And I had just graduated from college, so it wasn't like a good mattress. It was from IKEA.
So he was extra petty.
Yeah. So he like tried to take it, and he was like trying to take it and drag it down. And I was like, I mean, I don't care. Go ahead. No, he didn't, because he didn't really have nowhere to go. He couldn't get it down the steps. But I think he was just mad.
That is so embarrassing. Imagine you're struggling with a mattress. You can't even get out.
And I was just looking like.
And you just stuck.
This clown right here.
Well, as we sit here and talk about clown ass niggas, there used to be a dude that I was fucking with. And he wasn't even my boyfriend. We were just like dating for a moment. He was crazy. I will never date another Libra man ever again in my life.
Ooh, shout out to my brother. He's a Libra.
I'm a Libra too, but your brother's the probably great.
Brian is great. He's hella cool.
Yeah. He ended up writing a Google Doc, a 6-page Google Doc about me. And it had like an intro and like a heading. And he wrote this Google Doc about everything that he didn't like that I did. And he put bullet points. When we were out, you could have suggested that you were going to pay for the extra hookah call. Or, hey, baby, I'm going to pick you up from the airport this week. It was so detailed. I'll show y'all after the show. It was crazy.
He
made a Google Doc. Not only did he make the Google Doc, he got on Instagram, found my mom, found my older brother, my older sister, and my best friend, and he sent them the Google Doc. I didn't even know it had been created. My sister calls me like 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning. I'm like, what's going on? She was like, just sent a Google Doc, and he sent it to mom. He sent it to me. I was like, oh my God, go to my email. He emailed it to me because I had blocked him. I was so embarrassed. The depths that these men will go.
I want to know what's in it.
I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. I couldn't believe that he did this. And it was detailed. It was like a dissertation. He had all these details. Every date, he put dates, what I should have said. Examples of what I should have said.
Now, like, Medina, was any of this, in your opinion, maybe valid? He was right?
You know, it's so funny.
He could have told you in a moment.
Because he gave me PTSD. Like, he really gave me PTSD to the point where now when I date, I guess I should look at it as a positive. I'm hypersensitive to like how I treat people because I had no idea he felt this way. Right. But this was ignorant. I couldn't believe he did this.
Oh my God.
That's terrible.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. When you break up with somebody, would you like a Google Doc of like what you could have done?
Like a review?
No, better? It's like an exit interview.
Talk to me when it's happening.
I would read it.
I would like it.
You should create a document for people to fill out.
Yeah, like a little thing.
I wish my man would create a Google document of what he wants me to do before we break up.
Like, let's be proactive.
Relationship is perfect. But then at the end, when it's over, maybe it would be good to have like some feedback.
I would like the feedback. Cause you know,
I would like it to be a relationship.
To my mama.
I want the feedback.
That was OD. What did your mom say?
Send it to my mom was like, thing. "Baby, I just want you to know, I did not open it and read it." And I always wanted to
read it. She read it.
She said she did.
Probably she like, just read it. Was like, "This my is not my read
it." You know what?
She definitely read it.
He titled it "Hey Smiley Face."
Why would you do that?
I can't wait to show this to you. Why would you do this to someone? I was utterly embarrassed.
That is ridiculous. That's
I think terrible. This is not a bad idea.
I don't think
we should really flip create it. Some type.
I would like.
Long.
I would like a.
Wow.
And it's six pages.
Maybe
hope
four.
You enjoyed your week. I like that he said it's currently Friday, November 5th, around 5:30.
Timestamp.
He actually, it's well written. From experience, I've noticed you don't do well with constructive feedback. So I'm also helping you curate
really reading it.
Your curate. Accountability cluster. Hence why others, he used the word hence, why others in your personal circle are included. We often say feedback is the breakfast of champions. And without accountability,
Angela agrees.
There's liability.
I've never seen it.
Okay. I've noticed position. Oh, he forgot an S here. I've noticed position you've taken on social media as quote, being stood up or quote, wanting
this
a real.
This is this particular situation okay. that happened.
So here's some factual critique to truly add validity to the narrative, as well as share best practices in dating so you don't continue fumbling good men.
What does this Ooh. Man What does this man do for a living?
He is a financial advisor. He made me to the point where I'll never date a financial advisor ever again.
Even if not with me, I genuinely want and wish the best for you in your love life because I believe you're an amazing woman that may just need a little coaching or a glimpse from another perspective besides
wow.
your own.
Wow.
So far, it's not bad.
I'm amazed. It's just
okay,
kind of like.
A. One personal day. Accountability One and communication. Medina, it wasn't until Friday, October 29th at 3:45 that you finally shared logistics about the party that evening. Not to mention, I am the one that had to reach out to you at that time. When you finally texted, be at your house at 6 p.m., I called immediately to let you know I'd be running behind. Something.
That's
something.
A whole situation. This y'all won't understand because it's a whole situation.
Then he did a B to it. Okay. Oh, yeah. He drove out of Alpharetta. Da, 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 da. Mm. C, I thought back to the week prior where a similar situation happened. It was Sunday. He has a date. Did he? So he has a diary.
He has, because I was like, okay.
How did you keep a calendar?
He was okay. Super, like, making Sunday. Notes yes. about it, though.
Instead of telling me in the moment, you're saving up saying, all these
like,
notes.
You guys, this is like a contract. All right,
how
two.
Many sticky notes
That's why
did
I'm
you put
saying, relationship it would be better deposits. In the moment.
Right.
I got to tell you how he starts off 2A. As aforementioned, let's remain
per my last email.
Right. Ooh. He said, purpose of this interaction was to express my concern with the relationship deposits or lack thereof I felt were being made on your end. During the discussion, you took that as me saying, you don't spend money on me. That's not at all what I
That's
was
exactly
saying.
That's exactly what he said.
I'll share some examples of what we mean by relationship deposits. I've never heard of relationship deposits.
He sounds like he wants to be a relationship
coach?
Therapist, right?
Yeah. I know we go out of time.
So we were not in a relationship. That I knew this man for dating. 1 month.
Ooh, girl.
I knew him for 1 month.
Now, wait. Did you always describe
I knew him
skills?
For 1 month.
Oh, no. He would have been on
a minute. Did you frequently describe your cooking skills?
No, he started saying he wanted me to cook for him. And I was like, okay, one day I was making some chicken wings. And I was like, you could come over and eat. Again, he's not my boyfriend.
Okay, you did make him wings that one time. He said they were good.
He was playing. I was really looking at this email. Like,
he's wild.
You sent this to my brother? My big brother.
First of all, you got me and we was only dating for a month.
He wanted you to just say this hookah coal refill is on me.
Now we start, but you talk about it wasn't about who no,
call
spending money.
How much? $10?
He wanted you to
maybe
be like,
25.
He wants you to be like, I got us a shot.
He left out everything that I actually did do for him that was financial, which is crazy to me. That's why this accountability thing, it's like, put in your part in it also, though.
But what did you do that he's not mentioning?
He's not mentioning the Dior cologne for his birthday. Again, I knew him for 1 month. And I was like, oh, he's really sweet.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to
nice.
Give
you
him a little surprise.
Cologne. That's a standard
That's a
good gift.
Not only that.
Shoot, girl, you're not good at listening, he said.
I did a scavenger hunt around his place. Like, I was like a rather romantic girl.
Scavenger I can't believe he wrote on this. This is amazing, by the
I'm
way.
Appalled.
Listening is number three. In the book, Never Split the Difference, author describes listening as the greatest form of currency you can give a person. I don't believe it's productive to list the countless examples of where I told you something and you just flat out forget or attempt to explain to me that I never said it. That's so me. I will forget some shit now.
I will. That guy is special.
He got to relax with that.
He came to my house one day and told me that I need to allow him to spend the night in my house during the weekdays because I live in the city and his office was in the city and he lived in bumblefuck. I don't know.
How much are
you going to have to drive this
far? So you paying my rent?
And he started really having me believe that I was doing the wrong thing. Yeah, so I was like, okay, maybe you should. Mm-mm. I was dumb. I was
now,
like,
last question. Did you call him corny?
I did.
Good. I live like 20 minutes from the airport. And my boyfriend lived an hour and a half from the airport. So he would come to my house and like use my house as the jump off point to go to the airport when he had to travel. And after a while, I would just like, is this the only time I'm going to see you? Like,
right.
It's what's like, going on here?
Well, he did say you're amazing. Okay.
After all that.
He said you'll always attract a man.
He said you was a good woman.
You even shared or insinuated with me over text that you have moved on. Go speed racer.
You know, no, he didn't call you fast. So was there anything that you felt like that you pulled from this constructive criticism that was a positive that you could move forward with? Was there anything useful?
But he did say, quote, let me just read this. Quote, corny. I've been called a lot of things in my day, but never corny.
They just didn't.
And I should have told him he had a big booty. He also had a big old booty.
Oh, no, I don't like guys with big booties.
I do not like men with big butts. I like guys with like a little,
like, you can have a little football butt.
An athletic butt. But a big old juicy booty. He better be glad that I didn't take my platform and really rip him apart. Because that could have happened. I was like, I'm not even going to do that.
He wasn't worth it.
I wish you would. I wish you would have read me the email. I would do it.
One more booty. I don't even know him.
BBL booty. Yeah. And he better be glad I didn't contact his company. There's just so much that could have been done because now it turned into harassment. Like, what are you doing? He didn't contacting me. Yeah, it's like, bro, what are you doing? Take the L and move on.
Period.
That was a lot.
It was well written. There were a couple of grammatical errors. Mm-hmm. I'm an English major. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it was well written.
But did you ask, did I take anything from that?
Yeah, you know what?
I'm not going to lie. I did because it made me think about... And when he was talking about like, oh, like you're not offering things, you're not things and you're not doing relationship deposits. First of all, I didn't really like him like that. So I thought I knew him for a month. I was still getting to know you. And so it made me realize
that. He wasn't passing the test clearly.
Yeah. But for me, if I really do care about somebody, making sure I am offering certain things and at least even if you don't want me to, but he gave me like literally he made me be like super hypersensitive to where like even in my relationship now, I'm always like, Do you want me to get this? Do you want me to get this? My boyfriend be like, what are you doing? Like, shut
up. That is something though. Ladies, let's talk about that for a second because you've already had to cope with this, Medina. But Kiki, do you do relationship deposits?
If I like you.
Okay.
If I care, I have no problem doing it. But sometimes I think that men get confused and they think that we like them more than we do. And it's like, this is just a good time right now. So don't expect me to give a lot. But I have no problem giving. Mm-hmm. I find that really I give too much sometimes if I like you.
I saw on TikTok, this went viral where a woman was filming herself. She was on a date and the guy, I guess, didn't have enough money to pay for dinner.
Mm. And he had to wash the dishes.
Yeah. And he was like, I can wash the dishes. And she was just kind of like,
she was just filming herself.
And people were like, why didn't she offer? What did you think about that?
She probably ain't have it to offer.
That's what I thought.
To pay for herself at least. Because I've always been taught since I was young, don't go out with a guy if you don't have money to take care of yourself.
In case something happens.
Yeah.
I was taught that. I didn't always do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is definitely what I was taught. I would think that if she had it, she would be like, well, I can at least pay my part.
Right.
But it seemed like also you wanted to have a moment.
She tried to do something for the internet.
At least you didn't put his face on though.
I was like, because that's rude. But, and then I'm like, well, why were y'all ordering shit if you had no money?
Why did we even end up here? That's what I'm asking.
And you're asking how the bill got to that point. Order, there's pricing.
Yeah.
And if it's no prices, then it's $97.
It was $97.
Oh yeah, I'm like, where are y'all?
There's definitely times in my life I probably didn't have $97.
There was times I didn't have $97 either, but I'm not about to be sick.
You know what's crazy? I was thinking about the bill is going to be more than that. This time when I was working at Sirius, and I don't think he'll mind me telling this story because he's discussed it before, but when B.O.B. first signed to Atlantic Records, he was managed by Be Rich. Remember Be Rich? Mm-hmm. And him and TJ, they were managing B.O.B. They were like, you know, after they had did my show, they were like, let's go get something to eat. And I was like, okay. And they told me way later that when I ordered a second drink, they didn't have enough money to even pay because they had just signed a deal. Mm-hmm. And they were like, look, we had spent all of our money like trying to get all this done. And then that's why no one else got a drink but me. They were like, oh, you know, we're going to take you out. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, we went a couple blocks from the station at Sirius. And they just didn't have it at that time. And clearly things got better after that. But they, in retrospect, were looking back and they were like, I just remember being like, oh my God, how are we going to pay for this?
How'd they pay for it? Right.
They managed. They just didn't get drinks either. Mm-hmm. Like they realized they had just enough. Like
if
they
I've definitely been in situations like that, especially when it's like you
That's tough to be a guy.
It's any situation that was tough. Because even if it's not like a romantic situation, if you are like in the entertainment industry and you meet somebody that you do look up to or you want to work with and you maybe need a moment with them and you want to take them out, you're not going to be like, hey, I really don't have any money to take you out, but I want to take you out because I wanted to maybe like pick your brain about something. We all know like the protocols you're supposed to do and points. I've done that before and it's like, I hope she don't be trying to order too much.
We saw that on The Pursuit of Happiness. Remember in the movie The Pursuit of Happiness where his boss was like, he was interning and he borrowed some money from him. He was like, shit, that was a lot for him. I think we got to call this episode Relationship Deposits.
Speaking of relationship deposits, I feel like I make too many relationship deposits. I be spending money on my boyfriend.
I deposit the whole relationship.
When I'm in a relationship, when I go shopping, I buy my man shoes and clothes and I bring them food. One thing I have to say is that I have not ever been, I've sat at a table with a man who made me pay for my food. That has not ever happened.
And would I do want people to take
But
from
I
this?
Would if I had to. I would. I pay for both of us. I'm trick mama.
The relationship deposits don't always have to do with money.
Right.
Because I will say there are some, sometimes it's just like, sometimes a man just wants you, people just want you to know, want to know, like you care about my well-being. Maybe it's, you walk me to the door at night, or you walk me to the car, you open my car door. Like there are just certain things you don't, you have to talk about what you need and what you want. You take out my trash, you fold the towels.
Cook for me.
Right. Yeah, like it's not always. So if somebody's listening, they're like, dang, I only got $7 in my account.
It's
I think it's
nice for a guy to cook for you, because especially guys who don't know how to cook. Except it might be nasty, but I think it's a nice gesture.
It's a nice gesture. Yes. I had a man, I remember in college, but he was bragging about his cooking skills. So when I got to his, it was not there. And I was like, this is truly a college struggle meal. And why did you invite me all the way out here to come do this? Because he didn't go to school with me. He was at like University of Maryland, so I done drove my ass down to Maryland from DC,
but it's
probably got a speeding ticket on the way
for some and Kraft mac and cheese.
It wasn't even real spaghetti.
I love Kraft mac and cheese.
You're disgusting.
For some rice-a-roni.
it was pasta. I thought it was gonna be like real spaghetti, but it was like some pasta noodles and like a jar of sauce that he didn't even hook up. I saw him sprinkle adobo in it, and that was it. And I'm like, that's not it. It probably was. And I was just like, I said, I can't do this. Is Buffalo Wild Wings still open? I'm hungry. We need to eat something. I can't. He did. Okay. And his feelings were hurt, but I'm like, I'm hungry.
I would love to hear what type of letter he would have written about you.
Oh, you know what? You should have appreciated the fact that I opened up the jar and poured the sauce.
I didn't even have any food, but I gave you my last.
I gave you my last jar of sauce.
Yeah,
before it expired.
Right. And I did not.
You shouldn't have been bragging about that cooking.
Right. That was the part where he fucked up. Like, if he didn't
I feel like all guys who like think they can cook but can't, they can all make tacos and spaghetti. Those are like the two meals.
And breakfast.
Yeah, breakfast.
Hopefully. Usually the first they're good with breakfast. My son's father, he made me steak and baked potatoes.
Okay.
Yum.
And it was good.
Yeah, I gave him a baby after that.
Like, you want to have a baby? Yeah.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Now, did y'all see Terrell Owens talking with Ocho Cinco on, yes, live? And he was saying
was talking about it this morning.
Yeah.
What do you do?
So he was saying that he basically had stopped dating black. His experiences dating black women wasn't so good. Mm-hmm. And that they would kind of like, did you see it?
Mm-hmm. He was saying that when he was younger, that the black girls didn't like him. They talked about him being too dark and he wasn't attractive. And that kind of pushed him more towards other races, white women especially. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know, look at me now. And he gets shunned upon because that's what he prefers. But it's just like, back then y'all ain't want me. Now I'm hot, y'all all want me. Like, what am I supposed to do? I mean, to each their own.
I really like when people are honest and you're not trying to like just offend somebody with your words. That's his honest story. Experience. I mean, what you want to do, lie?
Yeah. Have y'all had experiences dating like outside your race?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kiki said no. Nope.
No, I tried one time and I was like, I can't. I've been
in a relationship with a Caucasian man. I've been in a relationship with an Indian man. And I've been in a relationship with a Jamaican.
Okay.
But
did any of them make you feel like I would never date this whatever
the
again?
Indian.
I felt like he was kind of having a little bit of a fetish because it was always about black stuff. And it's like, I don't talk about black shit all day, every day. We can just have a conversation.
I would date a white man again. I feel like that I would probably eventually end up marrying one.
Really? Why do you say that?
Just from past experiences. I've always had the best times when I was in those relationships. They just treat you better. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did it feel any type of fetishization at all?
Did it feel like fetish to me?
Yeah.
No.
I've dated the rainbow, and it all comes down to like how we were talking about earlier. I have got to feel like my favorite way to be looking in the house is ugly. Like, I like being in my hair looking crazy.
Girl,
no makeup is on.
I be naked in the bathroom all day long.
And I have learned that when I've dated outside of my race, I don't feel, not that they did anything to me. It's just the cultural differences. I don't want those in my household.
Right.
I want you to understand that I might look totally different tomorrow.
Right.
And I don't want you asking questions.
Like, how your hair got so long?
Don't ask me that, sir. Yeah. Like, what are we doing? Like, and I've had great experiences dating outside of my race. So when it comes down to that core again, the family values, I don't want to have to explain to your white mother why she can't say the N-word.
You know what?
I don't want to I just don't want to have to deal with that.
I just knew it wasn't a future with him. Like, after a while, I was just like, this isn't going to go past where it is now. And he was hella cheap. He had a lot of money, but he always wanted to get something on a discount.
We need some relationship deposits.
He always wanted, like,
the relationship deposit.
I'm never gonna forget that. I like that.
I wanted to pay for a price or anything.
I want us all to go home to tonight and do some relationship deposits to somebody you love or like.
Listen, this is
Stephanie's like, I did it already. Dinner is ready.
I feel like this is a learning lesson for all of us.
Yeah, right.
To be able to do things like that, I'm not mad at it. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie, you know.
Relationship deposit.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this. Let's just say you were in love. Kiki, you've been in love before, like, mm-hmm. thought you was going to get married, maybe?
I thought that, and I shouldn't have thought that, but yes, I have.
Okay.
And it felt good at first. Mm-hmm. Didn't last, but yeah.
What happened?
He cheated. He had a baby with somebody else.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah, I've been there.
He had
too.
A whole other girlfriend, so. How did you find out?
His best friend's wife came to me and told me.
What? Mm-hmm. She was like, I really like you.
She hit me up on it was like Facebook.
You need to know.
And she was like,
We brought it back full circle.
Yeah, she was like, you need to know this. And I was like, I need to know what. She was like, call me. So I called because I want to know, like, what's going on?
And she
Do you have anything to do with anything? Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on? So when I called her, she was like, he's having a baby and he hasn't told you, but they were talking about it last night.
Her messy ass.
Yes, and I loved her messy ass for that. And she was like, they're talking about it. And I want you to know, I did say you need to tell her. And if you don't tell her, I will. And Don't seem like he told you because I appreciate that you're still in the section with us every Sunday. So like I appreciated that and I'm glad she told me. I did leave it alone after that because like this is somebody you're about to have a life with.
Wow.
And it just made me wake up and realize this is not your person. Well, one, he's not trying to be your person. He's trying to be everybody's person. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to match up because you're going to be mad at that baby.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how people are able to stay in relationships with somebody when they have a baby with somebody else, like to each their own. And if you love that man real bad and you can do it, but I know I would be mad every day looking at that child and the child didn't do anything to deserve
and
that.
And then also so have to knowing you have to deal with the mom.
Yeah. And I still have to deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm always going to wonder, I couldn't do it.
Right there and be like, why is Natasha in the corner not eating with everyone else? Where her mama at?
She's side baby.
Her mama needs to pack up a little to-go meal.
I think people can forgive side baby, y'all.
Yeah, Gigi was a side baby.
Were you treated differently?
No, I was put on a pedestal. I was the fucking
you got extra
star
treatment.
Child. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
The side baby put on a pedestal.
I was. I was the golden ticket child.
Well, I mean, I do think that when you're in that situation, when it comes to a little baby, if the other mom can be okay, you can grow to love and be like, okay. But...
Because that's another variable,
if the other
right?
mom mm-hmm. is a crazy person, mm-hmm. then that's the real obstacle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't.
Because you're now a part of my life.
Mm-hmm. 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 And it's, I think it's also different if, like, you had a baby with somebody you were in another relationship with, or if it was just like a y'all were having sex and this girl got pregnant.
Oops, yeah.
That's different. But mm-hmm. you got a whole nother relationship now.
Like, what if you started dating somebody, you really liked them, and then they had a baby on the way with somebody they weren't with? Could you continue to pursue that relationship?
I don't know.
I mean,
I might be able to do that.
I have. I've done that.
Really?
I've started with a guy who had a baby on the way.
Yeah.
And we stood together for a long time.
Because there's already so much that goes into, again, a healthy relationship. If you're not worried about that, then cool, this ain't for you. But like, if you are, it's like, now we have a whole other dynamic we got to work
through. No, but like you said, I feel like it was in my younger years. I wasn't even, the furthest I was thinking about the future was maybe the next 20 minutes.
Right. What are we eating?
But you know, that's a lesson learned.
I don't know if I could.
Sometimes we stay way too long when we got those signs really early on and but like I know I should have paid attention, he had a baby on me.
We was in an open relationship and he got the next girl pregnant and I found out because his best friend thought I knew and was like something the baby and I'm like what baby?
You know what's hard for guys too, because sometimes they be thinking they don't know if it's theirs or not until
that's what he tried to say.
So sometimes they try to wait and they be like
that was his excuse when I asked him, and guess what he said? Well, guess what was happening? The baby had a name.
His name.
No, but very close to his name because he already had a junior. Mm-hmm. The baby had a name that started with the same initial and he was transforming the library across the hall to a nursery. So how you doing all this and the baby and you don't know if that's your baby?
You know.
I would rather know. Like, tell me that you think you might have a baby, but you don't know.
Right.
And let's get the damn test.
Communication.
Why are y'all not getting DNA tests?
Like you said.
No, and I'm not going to lie. After the baby came, there was a little problem in between time and the meantime that we had to get over. We had to move on from after.
Because there's so many. Because then you look at it like, okay, I'm with you. You have the baby. You have to be present in the baby's
no,
life.
No, and I can't and be. And I can't be mad at it. If you're not, then it's like, okay. You know, I can't be mad because I knew it was coming. So,
what if he was like, I really want you to also like step in. What if he wanted to bring?
I want to be a stepmama.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. That's a different thing there.
Like, what if a guy wanted you to meet his baby?
That's happened. That guy that sent that Google Doc, that was one of the reasons why I had to leave him alone, because he kept trying to force his kid on me. Again, I knew him
forever. I was trying to force that child on me.
I don't want to meet the baby. How old was this kid? The baby was 5. I didn't want to meet him, though. So I was like, I'm not.
Why do you need to meet him?
Why do I need to meet your child? I personally don't think that's appropriate when anybody has a baby. You just, everybody you dating is meeting the child. What is we doing? I'm not comfortable with it. I don't know that little nigga. Bye.
I agree. I don't even want to meet your kid unless I know we're about to get married or something.
That's
like,
a
we're
big
gonna be
step.
Because why are we going to do that to the kid?
Why? And I love kids. I'm good with kids. I play with the
kids. That's
what
I say. Your kid is going to love me. And then I'm going to send you
to hell. Ask about you.
And what's going to happen after that?
You don't know that.
Now, where's Stephanie? She's gone.
Yeah. Meet my, this is my room.
And then you feel bad when you break up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now you created a little monster for someone's daughter to meet and marry one day. No. I don't need to meet the baby.
Or I was glad that I met him with the kid and I met everybody and now I see how you are with the kid. So I can really see like how you really are. I can't just listen to what you say and you might complain about your baby mama and you might complain about things. But then when I can see, and I can speak to him myself or speak to her myself, I can really get my own opinion. But I need to know you well.
Yeah.
And I need to have a feeling that is more solid than just somebody I'm just dating. I met a dude's mama and his son. They came down one time. We had only been talking for a little while. And I'm like, why are we on a family outing? I did not know that they
so
were coming.
That's
so crazy. I'm like, why are we doing this? This is weird. And it's like, do you introduce your son to every woman that you deal with?
That's horrible.
But then again, that goes back to the whole, again, that
he
communication
was older,
thing.
But still.
If that's something that you don't think needs to be communicated, now in my adult years, I realize I can't be with somebody that doesn't think a conversation needs to be had about meeting some your whole offspring.
Right.
Right. And your mother.
I agree.
And your mama. Man, when I was in college, this guy I was with, he had a kid. His kid was only like 3 years old. Uh-huh. And him and the mom were not on good terms. And I was living in a dorm in Manhattan. This is when I was at school at Barnard. And I thought I was going to be a teacher. So I was taking these classes at Bank Street College of Education. He left his son with me one day because the mom left a note and was like, I can't take it anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, she didn't want to be a mother. She was like, I can't handle it. Left the kid home alone with the note. And then he went over there. I guess she called or had somebody to call to tell him. Nobody knew where she went. And so he went to go pick up his son, but then he was like, man, he played in like some little basketball league that was like some, it wasn't
like
no real
stuff.
One. Yeah, some recreational thing with
Did
his
he
friends.
Had a kid?
And he left the kid with me for like overnight. What was the day that
so
this happened?
Play basketball.
Oh,
yeah. And I was like, this is the time for you to be spending some time with your child, the mom.
But not only that, like, it's, we're laughing because it's funny. Nothing, you're a good person.
A
nothing
time.
Happened to the child. But this
but
is how things
want?
Happen
that's
to
insane.
Kids. And it's like, you're just like, I'm going to leave you with a stranger.
In my dorm room.
Yeah, that's weird.
In a dorm room.
In college. And then he was like, he goes to me, man, I'm going to take him to a foster home. He was like, I'm not doing this.
Oh,
and
man.
I was like, I cannot be with a person who even thinks like this.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Even that.
Mm-hmm. Like, he was like, I can't handle this. I'm taking to a foster home. And I get that he was mad at the mom for just up and leaving like that. But it probably was really hard for her. Like, I don't
she
know what she was going through.
Listen, if he was ready to take the baby to the foster home from day one, then that means he already wasn't doing his job as a father
to
begin with.
He wanted you to be the foster mother.
And then he wasn't
already
there
wasn't playing his part.
Angela was.
I'm in school.
Yeah,
I'm in a dorm room with a baby.
He was never playing his part.
What's going on here?
Feed the baby.
I don't even. Crap, you know what? I remember we went. I took him to
ramen
the park.
Noodles.
I just remember walking with him in the park and then being like, "What am I? I don't know what to do."
Yeah,
that's 18
wild.
Years
wow.
old.
That's
like,
great.
Well, I gotta study.
Yeah, that's great.
Papers to write.
I feel like at this point in my life, I don't want to be with a man that has a small child.
Right.
Yeah. That's
like,
a lot.
I would. I don't mind kids, but I like them grown, like mine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like know? A little adult.
Yeah. Like. I think I'm old enough to date a man who has a 20-year-old kid.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Being your son could be like cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. We can like go to dinners and shit, all of us.
Do you think that you're more like in a relationship, you're more maternal to your man or he's more paternal to you? Like, are you more the person that he's...
I'm more maternal.
Okay. I'm definitely the maternal one at all.
Me too. I think I'm more maternal towards my boyfriend, but then when I get into like my mode, if I'm crying, I want to be like rocked to sleep. And right. I turn into a baby. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm a mix.
We can switch back and forth. What do you think?
Yeah,
I think me and my boyfriend are like, he's what I need a man to be for me as mm-hmm. a woman. And I'm definitely the maternal, like, what do you need? What can we do in the house to make things more comfortable for both of us?
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Keith?
I'm more maternal. More maternal. Okay. Yeah. And that's why I say I give too much sometimes. But mm-hmm. I think I would like somebody who is more paternal, I guess.
Yeah.
I would like to try that a few times.
Like a dad.
Some authority,
yeah,
right?
To be taken care of like a baby. Yeah.
I like that.
I love when a man properly knows how to lead. And it's not like me you're too, teaching though. Him. He just knows. Yes. He's like, I got it.
Because a lot
of
men will scream about, you don't listen. But it's like, you don't lead. What am I listening to? Right. An idiot?
I don't mind, you know, being the boss of things that men are a little... We're slow about exactly. slowing. Like, I could take care of banking and things in the house and, you know, keeping up with the tissue and the napkins and the normal mm-hmm. womanly things in the home.
I don't mind that either. I love
like doing that. Exactly. Yeah, I love
gender
doing
roles.
That. I have to do it. Yeah.
Are there times when you're like, I can't tell my man this because he's going to be so mad that he might like wild out? You know, like about somebody else, like if somebody did something to you and you like, if I tell my man this, he about to be so.
Please, I have an ex-boyfriend.
I like that though.
I still have an ex-boyfriend that I can't tell him any of my personal relationship business because he gets in his feelings. I got to be like, oh, he treats me great.
Let's end with this. As we're talking to our ladies from Cocktails, Dirty Discussions. And by the way, they are on tour right now. So make sure you check them out because y'all kicked it off in New York. Mm-hmm. So we came in on a Saturday.
Thank y'all.
She's flying back out tonight just to be able to sit with y'all because it was important to us.
Thank y'all.
You know, to be able to be here for this episode today. Okay, so what is one thing that you have to hide and do from your significant other in the house? You don't want him to know that you do this besides taking a shit, if that is one thing. What is one thing that you don't want a man to know that you do?
He can't hear this, right?
Nope.
Okay. Ours is in that. Always. What you about to say?
No, I'm thinking. I was just going
sure. I don't want them to know every time I masturbate, every time I pull out my toy.
That's what I was thinking.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
I don't want you to know.
I used to sneak
I got
and
a
masturbate.
Couple things.
Have you ever masturbated while he's there? But okay.
Like, if you won't leave, you don't live here. You got to go. I mean, I got to do
live
it.
With my man and like sneak point. And masturbate when he was watching football.
Yeah. Like,
yeah,
because
men get too
ours.
Excited about that anyway. Like, oh, let me see.
Like, and it's like, this is my personal moment.
Yeah.
I don't want you to hear.
Like, give me the blanket.
Yeah. I'm hiding under the covers.
Okay. I think mine would be, this is so embarrassing. I sometimes act out these random scenes that are not real. It's just like, I'll think of something and like be like, I'm going to fake cry. But I have to obviously be by myself and I'll be like acting like something dramatic happened and really like I'm in a movie. And I just do it in random moments. Like I might be in the shower and be like, oh my gosh, he really did that to me. And like acting out this whole lie of a scene. If he ever walked in on me doing that, would be embarrassing. I'd be like, we have to break up.
Ooh, it's like TikTok. He can't hear you though. Okay.
Are you lying?
Can you hear? Yeah, they can.
That is
hilarious.
At least now,
if he walks in, he won't be surprised.
He won't be surprised.
He'll
be like,
oh, you're just acting out a scene.
So, yeah. Gigi, you would say masturbation also?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, for me, I wouldn't think you would say that. I would think you would be like,
what?
I'm masturbating. What?
Well, no, because I do it a lot. So it's like, damn, again? You still in there? So, yeah. There's been times when I like would be on the phone with my guy and be like, okay, I'm going to call you back. I'm about to eat.
I'm about to eat.
Yeah.
What about you, Stephanie?
For me, waxing my mustache. Mm. Like, imagine you wax your mustache and then your boyfriend comes in and you got like the red the thing mark.
He like plucking hairs out.
Or like you're trimming your, you need a wax, but you can't make it. You in there trimming the hair.
Right. I don't want them to see me like all in my box with the razor. I don't, I don't, I gotta really be comfortable with a man to smoke around them.
Mm. Okay.
Like I have to be really, really comfortable because after I smoke weed, I look at everything differently. Like, I'll start noticing shit. Like, what is that mark on his nose? Like, why does he breathe like that? Why is he talking? I gotta go. Yeah. So I don't like smoking weed. And I smoke, you know? I smoke pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he knows.
A lot of times.
A lot of times.
So that's why you got these sunglasses on.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that meme when somebody was like, they were like, your boyfriend leaves you alone in his apartment. What are you doing? And they were like, I'm farting and shitting and
hilarious.
Doing all of those things that you don't do when he's there.
So. I'd be doing those things.
When he's there, right? Yeah. That's when you know you get to a good place in your relationship.
But before you get there, I'm definitely waiting until you leave. My stomach's hurting and shit. I'm
you like, there with your stomach crushing me?
Like, can you give me a moment?
And you'd be like, the Uber's not here yet? Hurry up. Do you want me to call one for you?
Right.
All right. Well, listen, ladies, thank y'all so much for coming through. We had a really great time with y'all. And we are definitely going to do it again in Atlanta.
Thank you, that's a plan
because Gigi's in Atlanta too. So
yes, I am in Atlanta.
Oh, and I have my companion pass so I can fly everywhere.
I would love to have y'all on cocktails. I just want to say thank you. We have been able to this time in New York check off a bunch of goals. Sony Hall was one of them. That's where our live show was. And coming on Lip Service was directly after it. And so we're really happy to be here.
And taking a train.
Taking the train.
When I was in college, one of my best friends, Nia, she put me on to Lip Service when it was on Sirius.
Oh, yep. Yes.
And that Lip Service, honestly, listening to it in college and all this stuff, I was like, I should do a show like this, but with real people. Well, not real people, but regular people, not celebrities. And it kind of inspired cocktails.
Oh, that's dope. Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, this is a full service moment. Can you drive faster in that Uber? We got to get there.
Yeah. I love it. You know, when I started Lip Service, it wasn't with celebrities. It was actually a segment on Sirius called Slut It Out. It was once a week. Uh-huh. And on the show that Cypher Sounds had, I was his co-host. Mm-hmm. And so I had a little segment, but the segment did so well. And it was like regular people. It was like the receptionist. Mm-hmm. We had a doctor on one time. Wow. And then they gave me my own show because the segment did so well. And that's how it really started.
Because people want to know.
People do want to know. People like talking about sex, even if they shame. They listening and watching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also wanted to
say, that's why they're talking shit.
Kiki and I came out with a card game. It's called I'm Curious to Know.
Yes, so we should have did some of
it. We should have. We were both rushing around. I was like, when you go out in New York, you really don't have time to go back to where you started.
Because I see y'all playing the game.
Yeah, I was like, so we will definitely, like, whenever we meet again, or maybe we can send you one of the games, or we would love to see in the description so that your listeners can purchase it. Kiki has a cookbook. Mm-hmm. We're on tour. And thank you so much. So much for
you
having
You got to put her wings y'all. In the cookbook, too.
Oh, my wings? Yeah. Right. Maybe it'll be a special edition. We call it relationship deposit wings.
I think that's amazing. Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. And I love the entrepreneurship that y'all have going on, too. I think it's amazing. You know, we fully support that up here.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. It is Lip Service.
Cheers.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.